And we are back once again.
Holy shit, we made it?
We did indeed. The Ono Radio Show.
Not even late.
No, not even late. On time. Wow. You know, the regular day
we
this
can't
week.
Speak for all of us.
Sorry about the last week's Wednesday show, but there is good reason for all of that, and you will hear plenty more about why I did a show on Wednesday last week later on in today's show. I am your host, Owen. Along with me, as usual, is my good friend Ty. Ty, how are you?
Hey, Owen, I'm doing great. Yeah!
Yeah!
It's been a week of adventure and good times, is what I'll say.
Okay.
It's been a good week.
We'll learn a little bit more about that as the show goes on.
I'd like to advocate and also promote boobs.
Well, I can get behind that.
Yep.
For once, something that you're behind that I can get behind.
We could maybe all get behind boobs.
I think so. Also with me tonight is my good friend Duncan. Duncan, buddy.
Look at you, scummy fool.
Did you notice that was like the most animated that he's been in 2 years doing this show?
Yeah, he
I'm
like
just saying.
He like actually did like a fairly like
cohesive intro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Let's do what I want.
Nice to have you, Duncan.
Good to be here.
And
repping the gold tonight.
The belt,
that present given directly to him.
Repping. Oh,
that didn't have anything to do with the show,
except for the fact that if you'll notice, there is not one, but now there are two.
Now there are two belts.
So he also.
I am undisputed, like a motherfucker. don't even know. Interplanetary bitch.
You can buy into your
the
own
self-proclaimed
interplanetary co-host champion.
Duncan Fisher.
God damn
here.
Right.
Also, we have a very special guest in the studio. Ty, this is of your doing, I dare say.
He's this guy that I maybe should have known all my life that I don't really know, and we're complete strangers, but I like him a lot, is what I'll say.
So I'm going to invite him into your home.
That's right.
To get to know him a little bit better.
And not only am I going to invite him into your home, but I'm going to make sure that he gets here before anybody else shows up.
Yeah, because it's not awkward at all.
Nope, not even a little bit.
While everybody out there thinks I'm this guy that lives his ragtag lifestyle out
there. None of us think that at all.
I pre-planned all this.
You're making yourself way cooler.
I showed up right when I wanted to.
Well, why don't you
fucking wizard.
I'm a wizard, man.
You are not a guy.
I'm a lizard wizard. You can't fuck with me.
A Liz Wiz.
A Liz Wiz. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Ty's good, I guess I'm going to say
not
childhood acquaintance.
Childhood almost.
Ty's dude that went to the same school as him and was at a few of the same parties
is here, and that dude's name is Chris. Chris, how are you this evening, man?
What's up, my nigga?
That's right. All
oh,
right.
God. Another racist on the show. It's perfect.
It's going to fit right
you
in.
You
are going to fit
him
right
are
in.
Are going to get along fucking
get that
magically.
Mic right up in your face.
Yeah, just do me a favor. Get right up in there.
Like you're fucking like a lot lizard. Get up in there.
Not the first time something's been in my face.
I mean, we can tell by looking. Don't you worry.
Just the first time on air.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Great intro.
Yeah. No, this is good. It's good to have everybody here tonight.
I would like to note that conspicuous by his absence is His Highness Tom
is not yet here. Thinks he can just show up willy-nilly.
Basically what happened is he decided, he's like, you know what? Fucking 8:30 start time. I do what I want. I'm going to just show up whenever I goddamn please. Texted Owen and said, you know what? Just start without me. He's probably grabbing a bite right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's probably having a fucking cup of soup and a sandwich somewhere.
I'll stand by my I do what I want, but I do what I want and kind of make it on time.
So. Kind of.
So take that, Tom.
Yeah. All right. For once, you do have a leg up on Tom.
We'll give you one. For once, you showed up before 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. My ass. Toss my salad.
There's shit, and then there's slightly better than shit. That's where you're
right,
at. You're just slightly
you're
better
slightly
than shit.
You're slightly polished her tonight. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you both.
How dare you both.
Now, back to what I was kind of saying in my intro of the show is the fact that last week we did do a show on Wednesday instead of our usual 8:30 on Thursday, you know, showtime.
Fucked up the universe.
Maybe. It might have a little bit. I dare say it could have.
I think it did.
And I apologize for that, but it's all for very good reason.
I mean,
you see,
Good reason.
Last Thursday was a good friend of mine's bachelor party. Yeah.
It's a pretty good reason. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this day. All right?
Yeah.
I gotta just start at the very beginning.
Yeah, all right.
First things first, me and the best man for the wedding, we go and get haircuts. Also a tie-in to a last week thing, as I had a very...
Kind of sort of Nazi Germany.
That's very, it's very Aryan.
I was wondering about that.
It's very Aryan white power.
Just because those guys had good hair doesn't mean that the whole hairstyle needs to be quantified by Nazi Germany. How? Just because they don't get to take it, they don't get to own that. All right,
they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
And really, it back.
And really, it was really just the one. Really, just the one.
How will they also?
If your mustache was present in a small. Small, just little swipe right
it's been,
there.
It's been a few weeks since I've had a mustache.
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it is.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I think I can get away with one or the other. I think I can get away with either the Hitler mustache and sloppy hair, or you can get away with, you know.
Or the Hitler haircut.
This dapper do, I will
do,
say.
He says.
And
that's what he says.
But I don't think I can get away with both the dapper do and the mustache. I think that's.
Well, I mean.
It might be stretching it a little far. Is
they
all
do
saying.
Go hand in hand. That's all I'm saying is you're already halfway to your Hitler Youth makeover.
Well, okay, so back to my day where I got this Hitler makeover, we'll just say.
And it looks good. I'm not saying that it looks bad.
No, we're not trying to,
It does look very good.
Oh, I know it looks
it's
good.
It's just, no.
You oh, think look you, at this late dick shit.
Jesus Christ. Just getting into stuff, and now he shows up, you know? Couldn't have waited, maybe half an hour, whatever. Fucking A. Tom's here. Barilli, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, are you?
We could have put him in the Cena closet.
Should have.
We
I suggested
have
it.
Put you in the Cena closet.
I was suggesting it just because you hate it so much. Just because you hate the closet so much.
No, it's good to have you here. Have you met Ty's friend Chris yet?
Chris, nice to meet you.
Chris, this is Tom.
The answer to that was no. The answer to that was absolutely not. Who the fuck is this dude in the Cena closet?
Basically,
he's a big Cena fan.
We've worked out thus far in the first 10 minutes of the show that Ty basically didn't even know this guy.
Correct.
Kind of knew him.
We're pretty much strangers, mostly.
And
this whole week has been nothing but strangers for me.
Good times and strangers.
So not only does he meet a random stranger from his youth, he decides to bring him into my home to get him to know him a little bit better. So.
Right. I'll say that we hung out enough where I trusted him that much.
Okay.
I didn't want to steer you wrong.
He wasn't going to murder and or rape you.
Well, maybe rape, but not murder.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd be okay. And,
but only you, not Teresa. Teresa's
right,
safe.
Right.
Just you.
Right. I got the better hair.
If you hadn't got the haircut, you would have been rape free.
Yeah.
But since you got the Hitler Youth
bringing it all back to Hitler Youth.
That's a new one. I haven't heard Hitler Youth.
Fair enough.
Tom interrupted.
So Tom interrupted. Yeah. As Owen was saying,
I was basically telling the story of why we didn't do the show last week, last Thursday.
Right.
We did it on Wednesday.
And why he.
It was all due to the fact that I had a bachelor party on Thursday I was a big part of help setting up, I had to attend, I was in this wedding.
And it was a success, I assume.
It was absolutely a success. It started at the beginning of the day at 10:30 in the morning, going to this...
which is early.
To get the haircuts. Like, me and the best man, we went and we made a thing of it, and we went to this, super secret, like I called it last week, a speakeasy barber. He's seriously in such high demand, he has to kind of he would have to turn away so many people if he had a spinny pole on the side of the street.
I like this guy because he sold that to you.
He was a good
sold
enough
you
salesman.
That story.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying he's not in high demand and he's not a good haircut. Or barber, whatever. He's a good dude, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they get by, man. And I know people that have worked in that same place that you probably got your haircut at.
But he also owns a goddamn barbershop as well.
Yeah.
He owns a barbershop with three chairs in it that he has his apprentices work at. Yeah. The apprentices have to work underneath him for a year before they're even allowed to get in a chair barbershop.
Quite a tutelage.
So the dude, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Was this his idea or was this your idea to go Hitler Youth?
A bit of both. He was kind of like, here, I can kind of do this.
That's what we're calling it.
Well, not all.
No, that's not. We're just
I'm sorry.
Going with the racist theme.
I gotta be honest. I've only seen the haircut in pictures, and I was kind of like, honestly, man, it looks good on you. Like,
no, that's what we're saying.
We said it looks good. I'm seeing the kind of the Macklemore pictures online, and I'm like, God damn it! But you know what? You pull it off, dude. In person.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, I do appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you for not. It's all good here.
What basically happens though is with every customer, and he explains this, is he's very smart about seeing what your hair can do, how your hair naturally falls, taking time to kind of like figure out what would work on you, and then going from there, right?
Nothing at all.
Nothing would work on you, you know.
I have fucking four cowlicks on each corner of my head. I don't have hair on these two
anymore.
Those
are where your horns used to be.
That exactly. This back here is where my head is misshapen because I was stuck inside my mother and they had to use a vacuum to suck me out of her. Speaking of which, obviously, you know, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Duncan. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Vacuum day. Yeah, so like seriously, my hair has always been fucked and it's super thick, so I like there's nothing I can do. And because half of it's gone now in the front, I was thinking about this. I'm like, what would I like if I went to this dude? Like, what would I say? I'd be like, hey, there's nothing you can do with it.
You know what?
Bet you can't.
I bet you he could. I bet you he could. He prides himself.
Right.
On every haircut being good because they're his advertisements.
Right.
Man.
Like, but the thing is
maybe
like
he would just cry. And then send you away.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for.
He just quits right there.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
But that's the thing is like you can't make this look good.
You'd be his Mount Rushmore. Man.
You can't. Yeah, you can't make this 8-head. Like I don't have a 4-head. It's an 8-head anymore. Like
8-head.
Yeah, it's serious. Like Owen's got a 5-head. Like it's a big 4-head.
Yeah, I got a big 4-head.
But like
it's all right.
But this is a big 4-head with like this little. Not really.
Hair island?
It is, too, and it's like a sparse hair island. It's fucking, they're the last stragglers.
So tell me the truth, because I've known a lot of bald people over my life, and we've had some deep bald talks.
Right.
How much does it affect you? How much do you actually...
Well,
hate.
He's not. He's receding.
No,
it's
but that's the worst part.
What is the receding?
Yeah, because
no.
While you're receding,
I feel like you just
got to
rock
stress.
That shit.
And that's the thing is I'm rocking that shit now. But my question is,
pick
and
that
what
shit, man? Pick it now.
But in another 10 years, I don't know how.
Not
rockable.
Even 10 years. I think 2 years at the most. Like, what am I gonna do with this? When like, what am I gonna
then
do?
Then you got a Bruce Willis. You got a Bruce Willis.
You should make a Charlie Brown curl, man, and just like hardcore.
Just get rid of this. Keep that beard. You would look like a hardcore mother. No,
I don't
want to
look like a hardcore motherfucker.
That's actually what this barber looks like. He's actually
he's
got.
Hard?
He's huge. He's like a bodybuilding
he's
looking
a big
motherfucker.
Dude.
Like a
he's
white
a
Rick
dude.
Ross
kind of. Kind of. Yep. He's bald and
he doesn't
a
steal
beard.
People's gimmicks or identities.
But I mean, first off, that's kind of like going to a skinny cook, right? You go into a bald barber. Like
that's true.
Head.
I don't. Yeah, if you're skinny and you're a cook, I don't fucking trust you.
But here's
I don't goddamn trust you.
I can fucking cook, man. You know it.
I do, but you don't own a restaurant and I don't trust you.
All right, no. Back to the whole haircut thing. So we go in the morning. It's me and the best man.
I challenge your barber.
It's in this very secret location. We find it. Craigslist Killer, by the way, he called him out. It is John the Barber. He's in the chat room there.
John the Barber. John the Baptist.
You can find him at libertybarbershop.com, I think it is. Yeah.
John the Barber.
He's right. He says he makes a haircut appointments 2 months in advance out and then gets paid mad money. It's very true. That. Either way, we get in there. We find his little,
I did
you know,
go in there once.
This rinky-dink place.
Yeah.
He opens it up, and
yep.
First thing he says to us, he's like, all right, there's two of you. There's obviously just one chair in the room, and there's a chair for whoever's like waiting, right?
Right.
He's like, whoever's up, hop in the chair first. Please, you know, have a seat. The other guy. We've got Maker's Mark, and there's beer in the fridge.
Makers?
It's
nice.
It's fucking 10:30 in the morning. We're drinking Maker's Mark and beer, fucking getting our hair cut. It's awesome. Walk out with swank-ass dudes, and now it's time.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Did he give that word in your vocabulary?
He was like, can
as
you
well?
Please, when you tell this story later, can you please
you
refer
swank.
To them as swank-ass
swank
dudes?
Please sign here to make sure that it was swanky enough.
I hear Owen Butler. Go ahead.
So, yeah, no, we end up going after this point. It's, okay, plans all day for The Bachelor. All day long, we've got something, like, timed out throughout the entire day.
Right.
So we have to drive. He lives way the fuck out. That we have to drive about an hour from where
to
we got
in
our
the middle
done.
Of goddamn
the middle
nowhere.
Of goddamn nowhere to go pick him up. He doesn't know we're coming. We call him when we're about 20 minutes out. Like, get your shit ready. You're fucking, we're doing this. Now, he answers the phone sounding like shit.
Like death.
He's obviously got like the sinus thing going on. Like, yeah. He's full on fucking got the cold. Now, this is like 2 days before his wedding. The next planned, basically, adventure was going to be, we were going to have a huge group and we were going to do paintball.
Right.
We were going to get, and it was also last Thursday, so it was the one of the
coldest days of the year.
Fucking cold.
So anyway, we're like, oh, fuck, now what do we do? Well, we go there anyway. We kind of perk him up and we get him, you know, all right, we're going out. We're fucking doing this. Even if we have to change plans a little bit,
yeah,
we're making a day of this. We've come this far. Fuck it. So you had actually come up with the idea of indoor go-karting.
True. This all spawns from an Oh No Radio show outing that we did.
Yeah, yeah. Over a year ago.
Over a year ago, actually.
Well, we're going to have to round two that because...
We're going to have to step that shit up.
The indoor go-karting...
Was it legit?
Was the best decision that we could have made. We didn't want him running around, obviously, you know,
right,
in the cold... You know, sick and shit. So, okay, at least he can sit down. He can fucking do, we can do some laps. About 5-6 of us, like, meet up. You know, it's still early in the day. We're right. talking, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
So we meet up. We haven't had a drink in us yet. And we start doing, I mean.
Well, since 10:30 in the morning.
I guess we had like, 2 drinks at the barbershop.
Right.
So I guess that doesn't really.
A little liquid breakfast.
But that was just us, not The Bachelor, right?
Right, right.
So we get in there. It is. It's all indoors. They're electric carts. They're fast as shit. You can fucking whip the back end out on these things. You can like fucking skid round corners, drift.
Is it
like,
sketchy like going that?
Oh,
like...
it's a little sketchy, dude. You feel it. Yeah.
I did that in Vegas once and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
I think they're owned by the same place.
I think so too. I think I even know where the track is. It's kind of out of the way, right?
It is. It's out of the way in kind of a warehousey district.
Yeah. Isn't it down off of South Orange?
It's over by Hollywood.
Yeah, it's kind of like Sand Lake.
Dude, that is a great spot.
It's not
there.
Far from the Florida
Mall.
Yeah, I do.
Right. I see it right now.
By Chapman.
So you've been there. Yes.
What's really cool about it is it's called the Orlando Grand Prix. Free plug there. But they
we're coming for you, motherfuckers.
What they do is they of course rank all your lap times and everything against each other who you're racing with. But they rank it against like national averages and best this week on this course and like. So it's like almost a video game, and you get a printout after every race of what's going on.
It's like Mario Kart.
Yeah, it kind of is. And there's no intentional bumping. Like it's not the point.
Because that's how you break ribs.
That's how you break shit.
That's how this guy broke ribs in Mexico.
Why am I not surprised?
I wasn't going to let the Frenchie beat me.
But the cool thing about it is they let you go, man. You race for quite a while. We did 3 longer races, and we're talking like 18 laps. Like they let you go for a while. So
how many people did you have? Like, was it a big group? 8 or 10?
It was like I think about 6 of us there, and then like there were a couple of races where we got joined up with like other people.
Right.
So I think like maybe like 10 on a track type thing.
At the most,
I think you could do more, but I think they like.
How
keep
did you
it.
Do out of the group?
I was consistently either second or first.
That's pretty good.
I can show you.
We don't need to see
the paperwork. No,
yeah, because we know that it's got jizz stains on it.
Okay. I didn't come out over best man Jimmy, who's been on the show. Jimmy was actually first.
Really?
I was second, and then
so it has less to do with you being light
and more actually about driving ability.
I know. Go figure. I
know.
Feel like I'd
take him on the the outside.
But that's why you came in last all the races that we did.
My laps were fantastic.
So okay, we get to
but anyway,
we get done with this. We get done with the second race, and I guess that we've probably been there almost.
Did they
hour
serve beer
at this
there?
Point.
Please tell me they
do
serve.
Not. No. If they did, it would be so awesome. It would just be the greatest idea of
they
a
need
place
like
on earth.
Like a beer girl, like on a golf course,
right?
A beer girl,
and cup holders for the fucking go karts. It'd be great.
They do it at Fun Spot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They kind of do. Yeah, they do.
I'm just saying.
These are not the same fucking golf.
Well, no, those go-karts are going like 15, anyway. But.
Second race, we're all sitting down. We've got like 5 minutes in between races, and we're like kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
You don't realize it, but like you sweat, man.
Well, and
you,
and you're
using muscles, like in your tense right. In the car, and you're using,
and you're also your adrenaline
and,
is
and you're wearing
firing.
The helmet. You're wearing like the head sock thing and the helmet, and it's hot. Yeah. And so like you're kind of like sweating. So you want a bottle of water and just to chill out. Like sit me down, coach. And
let me go smoke two joints in the car. Fuck.
And are you expecting you to burst into flames or what's up?
I guess
it's probably an
it's
insurance
just an
liability.
Insurance liability in case you fall out of the car.
Welcome
or,
to Florida.
Yeah, it's anywhere though now.
Right, but still, there's regulations about what you can and can't do. And, so it's obviously
my buddy Mark, the groom.
Mm-hmm.
We could just see him like he's turning a little white and he's like, oh yeah, oh, and I had to slow down that last one. I was getting a little oof. Like he's getting a little dizzy.
Really?
He was getting a little dizzy, right? And we're like, oh, well, you'll be all right, right? One more race, like to go, and then we'll, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Should have got him a Snickers, man.
This is gonna be good.
So yeah, midway through the race, he's got the full head sock on, which covers your mouth.
Your eyes and nose
are poking out.
Yeah,
and you got the helmet on, and I guess midway through the race, and there's nowhere to pull over. It's not like there's a pit lane. There's
I see where this is going.
Exactly what he did. And he blew chugs
in the helmet.
Like it's just there with you.
It's like a barf sock,
and it's fucking like. Tell me, it was like dripping down underneath.
Smell that shit later.
Inhale that.
Oh no, you do.
So
he did.
I noticed like about midway through this must have happened, and all of a sudden Mark is like going really slow, really really slow. Like he's getting lapped by like eight people.
He's just there.
He's just there. Just like God, get me off this thing. So it ends. The flag goes up or whatever, everybody pulls it, and we just see him, poor fucker. He's running into
the bathroom.
There's a disposal thing for the head sock, which I guess they wash him and for the next
fun
guy.
With that one.
But he threw that one in there, right in the regular bin, and he just put the helmet right back on the rack. runs to the bathroom, obviously finishes up, I guess, and cleans himself up. But then he comes out and he's right as rain. You know, he's like, I puked in the head sock.
Damn.
So yeah,
yes.
After that, we do some dinner. Typical, thing. More and more people at this point are joining the party. You know, it was probably about 20 of us there for dinner. Take over this restaurant with some pretty foul individuals, I will say.
Like we did with your bachelor.
Yeah. From there, we went to the main event, which was this party that we had planned. Now we know a production company that has all sorts of lights and speakers and LED walls. Like we've worked with this production company and they were kind enough to let us use their warehouse space to throw this private party. So yeah, everything's set up, man. Like the fucking, it looks like a legitimate club, like in like a, just a pop-up warehouse.
In a weird warehouse.
In a weird warehouse.
With a bunch
of
dudes.
And there's actually quite a few chicks that were friends that showed up too.
Oh, that's cool.
But we probably had 60, 70 people piled into this warehouse. Like it was, it's not that big of a place. You know, it's like a single warehouse.
Right.
Kind of imagine a single car garage, but long. Like,
right.
So yeah, we had all these people piled in there. And then of course we have the strippers that come in.
That a success?
They showed up.
We had two fun. Actually, no. One of them was pretty spot on. The other one
a couple C-section scars.
A little busted. But these girls made their money that night, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like oh my god, the amount of people that showed up with just stacks of ones, just ready to go.
Blowjobs in the back.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there was actually talk of that happened.
Oh boy.
It's
a little skeezy
after the show.
A little skeezy,
and it's
wonder what that runs you nowadays.
Well, it's certainly not like any of these strip clubs that you would go to in town because they're they're full pasties.
$50
and,
probably.
Yeah, it's a lame scene in Florida.
$50-$75.
that's Pimp Owen talking.
Yeah.
75 with options, right?
Right.
You get the finger and
swallow
finger
for 75.
But no, it was full on titties. It was I saw some vajay.
Vajazz.
Did they pick it up with a vajay? Did they do it?
I think one of them was trying to,
but her vajay just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
more Kegels.
I did get to actually kind of cross something off my bucket list, though.
Ooh.
That I've been wanting to do this.
If you threw meat at their asses, I'll be.
I did not.
I will punch you.
I did not. No, no, no. There was actually no, surprisingly, no baloney present.
I was like, what does he look like, a Busey?
I got to play for one night only. I was the strip club DJ.
Yes, you were.
I was on the mic.
Proud we are of you for being the strip club DJ, man. Because it's a dream that I've had in my life.
Well, all my friends were at the party.
Of course.
And were...
Who else is going to do it?
So, yeah, who else is going to do it, number one? And number two, has Owen done this before?
It's like, he's really fucking good at this.
Yeah, everyone was like, well, I guess we finally found his fucking calling. I mean,
wow,
like,
he played Pour Some Sugar on Me 3 times.
I've been telling you to quit the factory and go to Rachel's for how long?
Yeah. Come on, man.
But that's a classy joint.
But it was, though. It was great fun steak, just really to good. Just to get that out. It's been a long time since I've done like anything kind of like a bachelor,
right.
Real true bachelor party. Like, have you guys been to a lot of good ones in your time?
I would say we're two. Look at us, the
bachelor parties.
Look at this group. Oh, you're talking strip clubs, not bachelor parties, right?
Well, I think they kind of border on the same thing. I mean,
no, they don't.
They do when they don't.
I've been to many more strip clubs than I have bachelor.
Okay,
parties.
Yeah, fair enough.
That totally. Ratio definitely is.
But
different.
A lot of bachelor parties will go to a strip club.
Right. The good ones do.
Yeah,
I've been to 2 bachelor parties, including my own.
Yeah, I think I've only been to 2.
Yeah.
And the not other many one, people I know get married.
And the other one was yours, and you know how long I was there for that. Like,
yeah,
Rick, come on.
Including mine, I was like, I got like 3 or 4. Right. But they are always.
I'm in 4.
I also don't like. Yeah. Like, the people that I hang out with that get married, like, they're not the kinds of people that are going to have strippers at a bachelor party. Like, they're the kind of people, you know what I mean?
Don't
like, those
friends
are
with them.
Well, I don't go to strip clubs anymore anyway.
No, neither do I.
Chris, you've been to a bunch of bachelor parties? How many?
A couple bachelor parties.
More
strip clubs.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're all in the strip club.
Right, yeah. But the internet exists now. Yeah. You don't need to do that anymore.
So listen here. I got this story about this one chick. There was this place called Stars in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Ooh,
right?
Stars. I've been there.
Stars. Lovely place, right? So they got this
classy
little,
name.
They got this side place for 18-year-olds, people who can't. They're not old enough to drink. So there's this one black girl that, I don't know, my friends and all.
Darkie.
Darkies, yes. Sexual chocolate.
Jesus Christ, Ty.
Whoa.
That's Owen's job, Ty.
Yeah. Don't be jumping his gig, motherfucker.
The second
we're union
gets
here.
On stage, the...
What was her name? Did you catch her name?
Shaniqua, probably.
Okay.
Shanice. On the big stage.
God damn it.
Sorry.
He's not being racist. He's just saying.
No,
it was probably
name,
Shaniqua.
Right?
It was either that or Shaniqua
or something
like that. Yeah. Right. Shaniqua.
The second she gets on stage, the four of me and my buddies, we back off, and this 50, 60-year-old guy steps up. You know how they like the darkies.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, okay. she had this one trick that just blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. She would lay on her back.
It's called not being lynched.
She would lay on her back and she'd spread her legs, right? And she'd take the guy's dollar and she'd put it on her pussy, right?
You said that.
I know. That's where this is going.
But
go ahead. 60-year-old man.
I think I've seen this trick.
And this guy's putting his face like right up in there, right? Getting all of it he can. She inhales a bunch of air in her vajayjay, puts this dollar on her pussy, and blows it off in the air like 3 feet in there. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's so
that's
gross.
A standing
ovation.
Wow. She's queefing dollar bills. That's gross.
It's like
that's gross.
And this guy,
that's
this
not gross.
This 60-year-old was loving it. It was gross.
Oh my god!
It makes me think of the opening sequence
of course.
Fern Gully. You know,
like this is
Fern
Gully
flying through the wind, kind of
yeah. Riding that queef wind,
riding the queef. Wind.
Queef wind.
It's see, that's why you don't go to strip clubs, because there's always a 60-year-old man there that's harshing your boner.
I love that.
And
guy.
If you're lucky enough, you get
you
there when it's a guy's
guy.
Birthday,
awesome.
And guys' birthdays are the worst times to be at strip
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Clubs.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Because you're going to see more dangly wang than you're going to see titties.
Yeah,
probably true. Probably true. We were close. We were close to seeing
trail.
The.
I got a great dangly wang story. Actually.
I'm sure you were. You close
groom,
to seeing Mark's
like
Mark's
fuck,
dingleberry.
He was down to nothing, man. He,
yeah.
And
Mark.
Mark, my friend Mark.
Yeah.
So basically
like
down to
England. Mark. From
no.
Waxing
no, lyrical.
No,
he was actually also nude while listening to this, riding his motorcycle.
Hence the name of Waxing Lyrical.
Right.
I'm starting to get it now, Mark.
All comes back around.
That's awesome.
Mark's one of these, like, a little bit sort of like kind of awkward guys, you know? Like, I love him to death.
Yeah, yeah. But doesn't know how to have his jumblies out in public.
Oh, yeah. But he let him loving hang the strippers. Oh, my God. We didn't know how it was going to really go over. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw him get his asshole tongued. Maybe through boxers, but I'm pretty sure it was going there.
I've always wanted
that. Actually complimentary comes with your birthday.
I've never had that before.
Bucket
no salad
list.
Toss?
That's a bucket list for me for sure.
I'm not interested.
When it happens, because it happens sometimes, and then you're like, ooh, you're like,
Ty,
okay,
tell me about
you're
that,
like, ooh,
but I don't groom my asshole, so can't be right. It can't be that
saying.
Awesome.
Do you
like lick and Chewbacca's ass?
Right. Down there.
I mean, none of us shave our assholes, right? There's hair.
I nair my asshole.
Yeah, completely. I mean, we know about my grooming habits.
I've had my asshole.
You need to write a book on that.
And lasered.
I've had my taint lasered. Yeah, I don't know about you guys.
All I know is if that person that does it has a year of their life they could give, they could totally get me fixed up.
Right.
And I just sit there and I look at it too. I'm like, God, that
mirror.
Is a fucking beautiful looking taint.
Oh, I'm like, is that looking like Frank Zappa's beard down there or what?
Never. I did play with it for a little bit. I'm like, well, make it look like a wizard hat.
Why not?
I gotta say, there comes
make mine
that
look
time
like a Hitler.
That
make
thicket,
it look like Dumbledore. Make
hey
it look
man,
like
you
Hitler.
Gotta. You know, I always get yelled at for being the guy that kind of puts his hands down his pants. It's a very just kind of natural reaction for me.
It's true,
and I swear, so many times our girlfriend's like, "Are you just? Is your hand on your pants?" I'm like, "It is.
It is." Yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm running my fingers through my hair. You got a problem with that?"
It's all silky and long. I sprayed Activator in it. It's fucking. I got to get the Jerry curl going.
Jesus. Lucky for you, the petting zoo's free today. So. Get on it.
God. With the whole bucket list thing, though, my friend.
Getting your asshole licked by a stripper
is definitely
up on
there.
The bucket list.
It's up there.
I checked that one off. 17. Boom.
And Mark not only got to check that one off.
17. That's boom. Pretty good.
Mark got to check another one off, which was he's a big drummer. You know, he's my drummer in my old band.
He is Animal from the Muppets.
He is
Animal.
He was so fucking plastered, and there just happened to be a drum set in this warehouse. So he set it up on the stage.
At all.
So fuck it. It actually wasn't, surprisingly
That's
enough,
the
it
best
wasn't.
Part.
But it was a bunch of guys that work in the industry that are quote unquote
trying
roadies,
to figure out how to
and,
set up a drum
well,
kit.
No. Everybody, the drum kit got set up just fine, but he got to live out his dream of like playing to 80s music videos while it's showing on behind him while the strippers are like dancing all over him and other guys. Like he's just up there, just he's in the video, you know, and you could just see him smiling. And he's drunk, he's knocking over cymbals and shit.
Sweating
but
everywhere.
When it comes to like the roadies that were there, they'll be sitting just talking, drinking, like, isn't this great? Ha ha. Oh, 1 second. Then they can have to run over and like intuitively go and fix the fucking kit, like that's like sliding out and all that shit. Yep. But
doing blow.
that was the whole theme for the night. Was
that's
pretty,
on the bus?
Was
you
pretty
don't
much
have a bus.
Okay. Not on the cymbal.
Was
not
pretty much cymbal. Just like this. The '80s over the top. You know, metal fucking. And it turned out a really good party.
Was there cocaine there?
Not visible,
okay.
But there was clearly
there
cocaine.
Was cocaine
there.
There
was clearly cocaine.
If there was profusely sweating people dancing, there might have been.
There were strippers
there.
There
was more than one.
There was
cocaine. That's true.
No, there were two strippers, so there was definitely cocaine.
More than one, you can guarantee it.
Right. Yeah. So, it's strippers, blowjobs, cocaine.
Yeah, successful bachelor party.
Successful bachelor party.
All right, yeah, good.
Fresh fade.
Yeah, right. Fresh fade. You know, what more do you want?
One Thursday excuse to Owen.
All right, good.
It makes you feel better.
Well, we're in the vein of the...
we're in the big throbbing purple vein.
Of the 80s.
Of
here.
The... Yeah. Oh. Who doesn't love the 80s?
This is a band that obviously started in the 80s, and this was a find by our friend Jack Bender, you know, longtime fan.
Oh, yeah, that guy that creepily calls all the time.
Uh-huh.
While he's not actually listening to the show.
The...
I love Bender.
Oh, on the back of your head is beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Check that fade.
What did they use? A two on
check that?
He was touching
it. It was fixed gear, whatever
it
was.
It's good.
That
it's good.
Gorgeous.
This is probably the best and worst music video I think I've ever seen.
Ah, cool.
I wonder if I've already seen it.
I don't know that you have.
I love it already.
Oh,
I've totally seen this.
Wally World.
Yeah, this is a baller video.
Wally World.
I remember
this.
Yeah,
totally.
On the beach.
Never featured on the show.
There's a girl.
We've watched a video of this guy before.
Oh my god, this is so unenthusiastic.
On the beach.
I might have shot this video, maybe.
It's your style, Ty. It screams you.
That's right.
Zoom in, Ty. Zoom in. Yeah,
I know we've watched this before.
I love how it's all still soft focus.
Where have
and
I
it's
seen
wide.
This, though?
I've only got one camera, man.
Someone's in a bathrobe.
I love how he's just not giving a shit.
Right. Because he looks like he's had a stroke. He's got half of his face is paralyzed while he's singing. He's fucking Bell's palsy gone hair metal.
Or he's just hiding the fact that they're not going to actually make an album from the band. He's just going on to do this to make everybody else feel good.
Dude. Guys, you're going to have to look this one up. The band is called Wally World. If you haven't seen this music video, get out there.
Fictional place?
That dude has no eyebrows?
Yeah, no eyebrows. It's weird.
I think this guy runs a karaoke at some bar when it's off times.
Not only
guy with a top hat in the background, that's always
it's
that's
Ty.
How you know it's good.
No, that's Ty.
They are every hairband cliche thrown into one.
The dude
band.
With the fucking Richie Sambora cowboy.
Exactly,
hat.
The guy with the jean jacket and shit.
Oh,
the dude doesn't even remember his own.
Oh, he's even got eyeliner on.
Ronnie, looking like Dio and shit. I mean,
if you fucking, okay, all right,
Dio.
Hold on, stop.
How dare you Dio
stop.
Me?
First of all, the fact that you would just compare this douche nugget
to Ronnie James
to
Dio?
Ronnie James
look, his
Dio,
hair,
that is
his
wrong,
hair.
Sir.
No,
take
no,
it back.
No, no, you fucking that is an
That's
unacceptable.
Blasphemy.
That is
blasphemy. Holy Diver is pretty high on my list of awesome.
That's the only
say.
Good song.
Holy Diver. But,
oh, Rainbow in the Dark.
Thank you.
Holy Diver.
The man on the Silver Mountain, for fuck's sake. Like, don't
he
get
looks
me
like him in that still right
well,
now.
Get me
that
will
own
you in
he's
metal.
He's been gone too long in the Midnight Sea is his problem.
It's bad I kind of know what Tom is saying, but it's bad when Ronnie James Dio looks better than you. And that's what's going on here.
Right, because Ronnie James Dio did look like a character that crawled out of a Dungeons and Dragons,
or was living under
the
a boardwalk,
keeper kind of, right. You know.
Yeah, dude.
He might be a troll,
and he smoked
he was
so much pot.
Feet, wasn't
did he?
Yeah, he was real short.
Really short.
Dio was super short. And
he's
like a goblin that comes out under the bridge.
Yeah,
with
he was
fantastic.
And rocks.
Give me money. You want to hear me rock? Give me money.
I don't know, guys. There might be some potential.
There's absolutely no potential.
I love how I just like put his arm on that guy like he was gonna fall.
Is that a guy in a bathrobe or a girl? I can't.
That's
know.
A slutty
it's
girl.
It's a slutty. Chick. It's well. It's a
wow.
It's
yeah,
a he. She.
There she is. That'll answer your question.
Okay.
Got that Carmen San Diego jacket.
Sexy
on.
Breakdown part of the
is
video.
Is this the bridge?
It's like, guys, I have sand in my fretboard that is never gonna come out.
Wait, cut! Can we do this over?
Vagina, sand, vagina.
I love how there's people in the distance just like, what is that band doing?
It looks like some church like baptism going on in the background over there.
There's
probably
no
is.
Video
I'm waiting for Tim and Eric to walk
I was
out
like,
right
that
now.
Drummer. That drummer is about to go get baptized.
Yeah, in a chocolate river.
Right.
Marshmallow.
Someone's texting in the background.
Yes. Someone just on a cell phone randomly
not
in the background.
Even paying the fuck attention.
Hey, can you go clear that guy? Go clear him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Somebody
oh
block
God.
That shit off.
I think probably the way this was sold to the band is that, guys, we're going to save so much money. Outdoors, man. Lighting. Right. We're not going to have to get any fucking lighting.
Gonna,
but it's got to be at low tide.
That was not sold to the band. That was that singer dude's idea.
Uh-huh.
Everything about this is produced in that guy's delusional mind.
After they freebased heroin, they said, let's get in the fucking van.
Right.
Got
after,
out to the beach.
Right. After, you know,
it's
they,
video
they
time.
Got their
after
fix.
They were watching a Ronnie James video, they were like, we gotta go and pull this
They're
off.
They're like, you know what we need to do? We need to make a hair metal video.
They sold one of their amps for a camera.
They sold eight of their band stickers. They decided to have a fucking music video.
They
sold,
were crisp.
They sold more
Mad
stickers.
Mad crisp.
They
just,
sold
just that
more
guy's
stickers
face.
Than we did.
It's of that dude's face right there. That's the sticker.
He probably like hangs out or owns the bar that's
like
just like a block down the beach. Like, oh,
he's like, man, we got to wrap this up. I opened in like 30 minutes.
I still got to chop the limes.
Just for fun, I want to see what Chris thinks of this. Because we have this huge representation here.
Squint your eyes, Chris.
Squint my eyes.
Everybody makes fun of my stickers. And that's a bad representation, just because it's all wrinkly and
shit.
It's
so big.
Well, I guess there's a little.
It's a little pixelated. It's so large. Let's see here. What?
There's the sticker.
It at you.
Thank you.
What? Or you can look at the back of any of our cars.
This guy can so awesomely fake play a guitar.
I know. Do you think his name is because the band's Wally World? Do you think the band, like, he is Wally?
No, Wally's the singer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But my question is, I mean, Wally World, are we playing off of the Vacation fictional place?
Oh, it has,
like,
to be.
Is he, or is it, he Marty is Moose? I mean,
is he mocking Walmart?
That's what I said.
Maybe.
Did they practice
this
at Walmart?
This looks like pre-Walmart.
I was going to say, I feel like this would definitely be a Marty Moose.
What's sad is this was probably shot in like 2009 or something.
It was probably shot like
probably
a year
like
and
shot
and a half
last
ago.
Week.
Yeah. last year for sure
on an iPhone.
This is some Full Sail graduates fucking project, and he
Their
didn't
thesis.
Give a shit.
That guitar player is called Splash. That's like
or his name is Gash.
His name's Ace is High.
Look at that jacket.
That vest. That cut off denim vest.
Sweet denim.
He's got an ace up his sleeve, all right.
Jesus Christ.
Up his ass.
Say, did you guys ever hear about the guy in Geraldo that made a flamethrower?
Oh, the guy on Geraldo. No, I've never heard of the guy.
Like, trust
from Geraldo.
Me, I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. I've made things that blow up. But
let me ask you this though: was this like the old Geraldo talk show, or was this?
This is the newer one, the Geraldo at Large that he's probably still doing.
Okay.
Post him taking his shirt
so
off.
This is,
Geraldo?
Yeah, I was gonna say. So this is fake tan. Dick pic Geraldo.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I do shows.
The new
in
Geraldo.
The nude, exactly. I go in hot tubs and I do shows in the hot tub kind of.
But he still rocks the mustache, which I have to dig.
What Chris is obviously getting at here is that you were once upon a time on Geraldo.
I don't think it was. How long was it?
That's what I'm alluding to.
Not so once upon a time?
I had my 5 minutes of fame on Geraldo, yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Awesome.
Didn't even get 15. He got 5.
How long ago? I got gypped.
that just means you got 10 more left. Like, there's 10 more, like, waiting
to come. That means you need to make a bigger flamethrower, my friend.
This is part of the 15 right here.
No.
This counts for about 30 seconds.
Oh, and if you are goddamn lucky, it's 30 seconds.
The 8 people I'm giving that credit that are listening right now are really impressed.
I hope there's 8 people listening right now. Love you, long time.
No, Chris, I'd love to hear this story.
Yeah, so, how did this come to... Did you just get bored?
It was not for science whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
It was just, let's go make
alcohol.
A fucking flamethrower, you know? Actually, we got our idea from the internet. We saw some kid...
That's always good, by the
right?
way.
Good start, right?
Internet. Yeah, internet.
We
internet.
Saw this kid made a really shitty version. So
I don't want to get hit in the head with a shovel, so let's make a flamethrower.
We can do something better than that guy did. My buddy was an engineer, went to Embry-Riddle. So he was pretty much the brains behind the project. That was the passion, you could say. You know, we build this
You're
thing.
You're like, dude, I swear to God, fucking let's make it happen.
It's going to work.
I could see you, like, being so into,
Hey, while I'm talking about it, you should pick it up on YouTube, because there is a video on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Flamethrowing it on Geraldo, it's called. Flamethrowing one word. Anywho, so my buddy Phil and I.
He doesn't know where to find it at all.
That's fucking awesome, though.
No.
That's the tag. That's awesome.
So we made a flamethrower in a couple weeks, and we put it on YouTube because we wanted to get famous, right? And then
it got you on Geraldo.
And then it got me on Geraldo. Geraldo's little...
Well, I was going to say, what was his angle?
It was like, these kids are like
these
so dangerous.
These kids are so irresponsible.
Look out for these kids. They're pyromaniacs, you know? I mean, I was like, I think I was like 21, 22 when I did this. I wasn't like a teenager or anything, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
So you were an adult. How old are you now?
29.
Okay, so you were old enough that you probably should have known better, but still young enough that you could get away with making a flamethrower.
True. Yeah, very young.
Right, because like...
Why should you know better? Sometimes you get a flamethrower some shit, man.
The question is, why wouldn't you, think? You know, it seems
natural.
Well,
no, the question is why are you in your 20s before you build your first flamethrower?
You got it, buddy. That's the video right there.
Damn.
It looks like a good stream.
That thing is nuts.
Wow, look at Geraldo going to work.
Yeah, man, it shot 15-foot flames. That's pretty cool if you ask me.
Let's listen to Geraldo.
To flame throwing, believe it or not, in an obviously dangerous new trend, young people.
Obviously.
Young people.
Everyday items,
I hate Geraldo.
Like squirt guns. Remember squirt guns?
This is a trend.
Bottles, into homemade flamethrowers. They fill them with gasoline.
Is that from Fox News?
Shut up! Search YouTube, you'll find hundreds of hits under the heading homemade flamethrowers. We're not making this up. And the people posting the videos aren't sicko arsonists. According to investigators, the typical
sicko,
fire
I don't know.
Experiment, we were.
Is a white kid between 13 and 17, doing pretty well in school. So
yeah, why is it gotta be a white kid?
That's let's okay, I'm white.
Black Chris kids aren't making
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
Alright, let's hear it.
Them out. They're real.
Here we
they
are.
Join us from Madison.
Oh, shit.
Madison,
wait, that's you on the right?
You guys go that's to me
the
on the left.
University of Wisconsin there?
I couldn't even fucking tell.
No, I don't. No, I went to
I shaved.
Okay, well, I don't want
I mean, to I guess I see it.
Okay, now why did you guys do you have one of the devices with you, first of all?
One, yeah, we sure do.
Show me.
Of course
show me,
we do.
And tell me, explain how it works.
All right.
I'm going to burn my house down.
Have, the tank.
Jesus.
And you just fill it at the top. You unscrew this top piece. And you fill it with your flammable fuel. Then you connect.
I'm not built for international TV.
Were you high?
I should have been. That would have helped.
But as he shows
did they just send like a crew to your house or something?
What is it?
Yeah, how'd that all work?
They picked us up at my apartment and took us to a studio in Madison.
Like, was it one of those like really small ass like back room type studios? Like,
no, it was a very nice professional
really?
Studio in Madison.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And
well, I just know a lot like Fox News, every like news outlet. They like a lot of them even
have
them
like,
in Orlando. Like
yeah,
every
yeah,
major
yeah.
city, they have these like smaller back room type studios.
Yeah.
But
I'd say it was a very nice studio, very
cool.
very professional.
Cool.
We had the little earpieces in. It was cool.
Really? So yep, you could just
awesome.
You would just hear him through the earpiece,
right?
And
we couldn't see him. We were looking into a camera, and yep, we
wow.
could hear him. We could hear him like making fun of us, you know, like
what a fucking ass.
So
he was.
Yeah, but he just like or his people found this on the internet.
Can we get Geraldo as a douchebag to trend on Twitter? Tom, isn't that your department?
Yeah, get on that.
Tweetmaster Tom.
Montage of Tom tweeting Geraldo is a douchebag.
What?
This is how I'm just trying to get us on TV, guys.
Like this video says it's from 2008, so it must have been. Was it in 2008 then?
Long ago.
Yeah,
sure.
Must have been.
Or is that when it was
no,
posted?
I don't remember, dude. My memory.
But it's a while ago. It's obviously
it was
a while ago.
Yeah. We did that when we were like 21 or whatever, and it was awesome.
And it was
paid
just
off.
For shits and giggles on the internet.
It was.
And turned into like...
It didn't turn into anything. We didn't get any pussy or anything.
No, nothing.
No pussy, no money.
Pussy.
We met flamethrowers and no pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally backfired. It did not work at all.
Hold on. But not for nothing, really, the kind of girls that are going to drop their panties at the fact that you built a flamethrower.
They're
I'd
the
say
same
there's
ones
plenty.
At metal shows.
They're juggalos.
There's a lot of
yep, exactly.
They're
yeah.
fucking juggalos.
Guys, it's not about the flamethrower. It's about the Geraldo. That's where the pussy dropping comes in.
Oh. The pussy dropping.
The pussy dropping. The
they
panty
will,
dropping.
They will fucking rip their vagina lips off and throw them at you to avoid being ripped by Geraldo.
By Geraldo, yeah, yeah.
So if you listen
Geraldo,
to him,
please don't send me a dick pic.
If you listen to the guy, he's just like, oh, so like, what's next? A bomb? Like, totally making out
right.
as terrorists. It's like, shut up,
no,
Geraldo.
Let's finish the clip. There's only a little bit left. Why not?
Yeah, we're halfway through.
Basically, like to build all kinds of stuff like this. We find it's
gravity
kind of a fun thing to do, more of a creative outlet. And the point of our doing it was we wanted to try and improve the design
nice.
Yeah.
just to see how we could do
maybe.
It and what improvements we can make. And obviously we wanted to make sure that we were safe the whole way through. So we did quite a bit of research before we made ours.
I like how you're spinning it though. Like both you guys are spinning it in like, this is just
we're
for educational
no,
research.
It's so positive,
but,
yeah.
For engineering
it's
purposes.
Engineering totally
yeah
like,
no not because
has nothing to do with the fact that I just want to make large
a dirty 30 a yeah. beast and I was like you know what fucking great let's make a goddamn flamethrower
yeah, I mean it's totally one extreme to the other like
how many
Rammstein
videos did you watch
what's that
yeah. I said how many Rammstein videos did you watch to give you the impression
who's Rammstein just kidding just Rammstein. Kidding Rammstein's awesome
Go on.
So, seeing the flames shooting out right. or the seeing that it really ignites.
Yoga flame.
I mean, I used to make rockets in high school.
Did you?
But I was part of a science
yeah,
project.
Of course you did.
Whatever, Geraldo.
You were bound for better things, Geraldo.
In high school, you did.
I mean, what's next, the bomb?
You were bound to marry a mustache.
Wait,
wow.
Next,
just
the bomb.
Right.
Come on.
Make, just to see if we can actually do it.
Were you guys, like, investigated after this release by the government?
I think they realized how low level we were.
Yeah.
They're like, these guys are nothing to worry about.
These are two idiot kids from Wisconsin.
NORAD was like, watch these fucking kids.
Well, no, because you know that Fox News and Geraldo are tied directly to national security,
no
obviously.
Doubt, no doubt, NSA straight
yeah,
up,
absolutely.
And so they're like,
maybe they're still watching me.
They're
listening to me
are.
Right now.
I really
yeah.
hope. I really hope
point.
They are.
His guys. Mustache
but his mustache has a higher government clearance than anybody.
That's true.
So if you notice on the video right there, it says chrisandphil.com.
Yeah, I did. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, if you go there, nothing comes up because it's not real.
Oh, that's awesome. You just put a fake.
So what happened was we told him, oh, we made an email address on Gmail, right?
No, that took a lot of time and money.
I want to know how many people you pissed off.
Right, exactly. chrisandphil@gmail.com we made. And then so they put chrisandphil.com. I was like, you fucking idiots.
Yeah. Thanks, graphic guy. You're one fucking
guy.
Like,
yeah, I don't know why you think that we're trying to put this shit up on anything but YouTube. Right. Like, we don't have a website.
The intern fucks it up, you know?
But it's funny that, like, no one even checked to see if that was a real site. Like, I would have gone after this, though. I would have gone and bought it. That's where you failed.
That's where you failed.
I would have gone and bought it and put up all...
You're right.
Owen.
I did not think of that. I did not think of that.
Owen, buy it during break.
Okay, can do. And it's KRYSANFIL.com. Yeah. By the way, interesting spelling of your name. Is that, do you know where that comes from? Why your parents are fucking nutcases?
They did a lot of drugs.
Okay.
I was going to say, did they listen to a lot of Zappa?
Is anyone surprised?
Were you almost a moon unit?
Close.
Close.
Guys, we're almost at break.
You shut your mouth.
Do you realize that? We are almost at break time?
That's good because I
know.
Piss.
I know. Fucking almost an hour's flown by.
That's right.
We're right around
you
50 minutes.
See, you didn't even crack that second beer, let alone the third beer.
See,
that you
this is probably
you were
how big my bladder is, the size of this can right here. So.
Right. Hey. Yeah, this one's empty. This
John
one's
Cena.
All
I'm not talking to you.
Pay.
I was talking to him.
Oh, right, right. Okay. Good.
This is what I'll
you,
say.
I don't fucking like.
You don't need to worry about
it. I don't
what's
give
going
a
on.
Shit
right.
what you do.
Yeah,
you
he's
do.
Fine. He'll get shaky and pee it out later. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You get shaky Where? After the show.
The problem is, he knows I'm from Wisconsin. I should be drinking way more.
Yeah.
So you should
be
eating sausage, and where's my fucking cheese?
Where's the cheese? Where's the cheese plate?
Yeah, well, Ty.
That's funny.
Ty
I brought sausage to Florida. Actually.
Ty failed.
He did.
That's what happened, Tom. That's what happened.
I didn't fail. I've been mad busy.
He just
man.
Failed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've been mad busy with a lettuce shirt on. You've been mad busy,
dude. It was a great time last night.
He's been mad busy.
I got a great lettuce story for you. I'll tell you a great story.
We can talk about that on break. All right.
All right. Cool. Well, we're gonna go on break. We'll be right back
before we go.
Okay.
Just to close
all right.
it out because Chris ended it out with that great segment. I just want to say it's been nice getting to know this guy. I should have known. Back in my hometown of Fond du Lac.
I
love
you.
My almost hometown.
How did you come upon each other
that
meant so many years later?
They literally came on each other.
Is your hometown really called Fond du Lac?
Two belts?
Yeah.
Now?
Damn right. Is that French or is that Native American? I think it's French. Right?
I think it's French. It means foot of the lake.
Foot
it's
the
three
lake.
Words. Fond
foot of the lake.
Du Lac.
Yes.
It sounds like it sounds fucking alien to me. It
but
doesn't sound
French. You know, those from Fond du Lac. We call it Fondle Sack.
So. Yeah, we Fondle Sack it a lot.
Okay.
That's true. All right,
it's the armpit of Wisconsin, basically.
Kind of, sort of, yep. But it really was. It's nice. We hung out. We went to St. Augustine the other day with a bunch of other strangers that we all...
Like I said, this whole week has been nothing but strangers to me.
I
got a
really,
story about that, too.
But it was
Florida
a great time.
Is.
We had a great time. We had a merry time. And everybody that catered to us and we bought shit from was very happy that we were there.
Ty's brown bowler hat.
Yeah, my fucking bowler hat is sexy as hell. God damn it.
Where'd you get a bowler hat now?
St. Augustine.
It was handmade.
At a haberdashery.
It fit so perfectly, I couldn't not buy it.
It looked very good on you. I was kind of sad that you didn't bring it here today, actually.
I know I can't wear my headphones over that hat.
Sure you can.
There's other
you
hats
really can.
I can do
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
Once again, Ty Anyways. With his silly head accessories.
Well,
yeah,
you
know.
Fucking you enable him with that.
But it is funny, like
yeah,
really,
says the guy that bought him a hat.
What are you trying to say? That you basically never knew this guy,
and then knew each other maybe
from
what
a couple
else
parties, say. Probably.
But we used to hang out
like
with
people,
all the same kind of people.
We used to light this Muslim guy on fire a lot. You know,
yeah, this guy Ahmed.
That seems
and,
about right.
we traced it back to a party we were both at where we I remember lighting
a cross on fire in somebody's front yard.
We sprayed him with WD-40
what?
On his shirt,
his
and then we
shirt,
lit
yeah.
him on fire.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's a very
I,
early
I
hate
was,
crime.
Okay, I really
it
loved
was
that you were just like making a smart ass comment
no.
about setting, but you really said
we lit him on fire and it was
a Muslim
awesome.
On fire.
And
I really
Ahmed
set a Muslim
fire.
On fire.
I did that,
and he laughed the
go.
Whole time. He thought
did,
it was great.
Funnily enough, bucket list.
I lit that fucker.
Lighting Muslims on
bring,
fire.
Bringing it back around, guys. We're gonna take
That's
a break.
Why he's damn the it. Host. God damn
that was,
it.
We're
that
gonna.
Is wrong. I love you. I love you. Is wrong.
We'll let you guys catch up. We'll hear a little bit more about what brought you two back together. Obviously, we've got some products coming up in the second section. Everyone's favorite segment of the show, products. I got a couple of gems this week. And maybe we'll even
dildos.
Maybe we'll even get a little Barilli time. You never know. Ooh. You never know.
Now that I showed up.
That's right.
Probably not.
I'm leaving. Fuck this.
Folks, give us 15-20. You know
be
the drill.
Back when we please.
Yep.
Goddamn.
Another lovely, another good first segment, Duncan. What do you think?
I think that was pretty solid, actually. Yeah,
how come you asked him before me?
It was a solid bowel movement.
You know, honestly,
you know why?
Because he now brandishes two championship belts.
Because he is the self-proclaimed
intergalactic.
When did this happen? Our last convo was we were going to discuss.
Right. Well, I mean, since I'm still this champion, but then. You know, as you said, I'm getting rid of a bunch of shit, and the odorous championship belt here was on my
the odorous.
It is
the odorous championship belt signed by the man
signed
himself.
By the man and odorous. Drawn with the little odorous.
That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, like so. This is my that's the
second. That's the unofficial title. That's
the unofficial. Mm-hmm, like yeah, mm-hmm. That's the
still pretty official.
That's the intergalactic.
That's where you get that to your
that's
name. I got it.
That's how it is.
Either way, no. Good to be back.
I'll get another belt that I can wear around my waist.
Quite a lot to get through here in this second segment, guys. I gotta say
so
it.
Meaty.
I gotta say it.
Oof. So needy.
Not only needy, but meaty.
Meaty.
Meaty. Exactly. All this content.
So meaty.
Now, I do want to know a little bit more about your adventures, Chris, here just coming to town, being here in our fine city of Orlando. What?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
First off, why the hell are you here, and what have you done, and what do you plan to do?
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
let's see. I don't know. What do you want me to start? 1985 when I was born or what?
No, what brought you to Orlando? I mean, why? I mean, you vacation here from Wisconsin.
I vacation all over the place. I've been to Washington State, California. I've been in New York. I've been to Atlanta.
This past trip, basically?
No, like every year I like to travel at least one or two places.
Oh, cool.
I prefer international travel, but I will do stateside too.
Before he says it. This guy put a lot out of his way to go to Iceland, which I thought was kind of awesome.
That's awesome.
Iceland. What's up?
Iceland, didn't you cool. sell your car or some shit?
Yeah, no, I had a KLR 650 motorcycle. I sold it for like $3,500 to go to Iceland.
Wow.
So it was more than I paid for it. I thought it was a good deal.
It's kind of a hobby of yours at this point, just traveling in general?
Absolutely. I guess you could call me a gypsy. I just like to travel for fun.
No, I'm into that, man. I think there's a lot worse ways to spend your money as well than
fucking
to go
a.
see and have new you know, new places, new experiences.
Dude, you can't put a price tag
I usually
on that.
Get paid to travel. Like I
yeah,
don't do a
too.
Whole lot of
I envy you.
I don't do a lot of like I wish I could do a lot more you
personal
know,
travel.
Yeah, and actually
I wish I got more
things.
International travel out of it.
Yeah, right.
Dude,
yeah.
The international travel that I've done, there's been a handful of places that I could say I really experienced.
Yeah. Right, right.
You see
yeah,
hotel,
you get to like get away from work
the,
for a little
you
bit.
You were just doing the work yeah. thing, yeah.
Right, well, yeah. Or you see the hotel.
Well,
you
you're
see
also
the
you're also a driver by trade, or you have been at some point in your life. So, a truck driver essentially, right?
Yes. I got a free free CDL out of Oshkosh Corp. They paid for my CDL. It was like $2,000. I got a crash course. It was like a 2-day thing.
Okay,
I shouldn't
nice,
even be
nice.
Driving. But.
But like, have you seen a lot of the country and
no,
other places
it's not,
do
it's
that?
It's not
or?
Like that. So Oshkosh Corp is just like a military truck company.
Okay.
You know, if you watch the TV, like war shit, you're probably going to see our trucks on TV. So that's cool, right? I did that for about 2 years. Lost my job because I'm a loser or whatever. And then
Bravo, sir. So, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, you're in good company.
This last year, I've been through like five jobs or whatever. And I was going to say,
we're not on the highly employed radio show.
Right. Who here that does not have a job right now? Raise your hand. One, two, four out of the five people here do not have jobs.
These goddamn scumbags. And you wonder why this show is done from my house.
Right. So right now I'm just
Nobody wants to drive to my house.
Driving a cement truck. I'm laid off right now. It's winter layoff. That's why I'm in Florida.
Nice. Oh, cool. Of all places, yeah, why not? I enjoy the fact that, though, you said when you came here you didn't want to do any of the theme park bullshit, any of the tourist stuff.
It's quite refreshing.
You wanted to see, quote unquote, the real Florida.
Native Florida.
And there is some stuff here. Like, we do have...
Yeah, man.
We get knocked a lot for not having...
Chris, go through the list of what you've been
through. Yeah, what have you done?
Because you've been on both coasts. You've been to Springs. We went to St. Augustine, the oldest city in fucking America.
It's always a fun time, St. Augustine.
Yeah, St. Augustine was a blast. Saw a pirate ship.
Nice.
I swam with manatees. That was incredible. Got to touch them, scratch them, whatever. They were cool. They were rolling over. Today I got to see some gators. That was pretty cool. They're kind of like 3 feet long, whatever. They're
a little disappointing
for
you.
I've never seen one in the wild, so that was pretty incredible.
That was Merritt Park. That was out there.
Yeah, Merritt Island. Yeah, I keep getting corrected. It's Merritt Island.
My first roommate in college, it was one of those things that like the college like kind of pairs you up with people from like that they fit your class schedule and all that.
So you're not disrupting them with your sleep schedule and shit?
Not even that. Just like, okay, you start at the same time, so we're going to start you with all that. You guys seem like you might be a fit. Whatever.
College. That sounds like a good idea.
I don't know what college is.
I was talking to this guy like
college
through email and all this bullshit, like, you know, and one of the first questions I knew like he was gonna be a riot because the first thing he fucking asked me is, so I hear in Florida gators just come and knock on your door.
Yes.
Hey, you got
any
snacks?
Answered yes, right? This is true.
Do you have any people food? I would love some people food. I would eat you if you do not have any people food.
Bacon strip. Give it to me.
What have you seen much of Orlando, and what's your kind of general thought of what you've seen?
Okay, Orlando's gay, sorry.
Thank you. You're not a fan of our city.
Sorry,
not a fan of our city.
No,
it's not a fucking city. You blink and you drive past that skyline.
Yeah, I know.
You people are cool. But beyond
us,
that,
the four of us in this room.
Who you calling you people?
What does that mean?
We're just kind of like the golden turds in a dingleberry, really.
Yeah.
What I like to say about Orlando,
we're the firmly
is,
pressed ones.
Is
crusty ones.
You're absolutely right. You blink and you miss it. But there are little pockets of cool, but they are so small.
Yeah, you're looking at one right now.
And yeah,
they're super
a little
small.
Turd pocket.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. Like, there are really
yeah, it's that pocket
cool
on
places.
Tidy whiteys. It's like right there near
and
your
that's
deck.
There are some really cool places. There's some cool little spots, but you gotta find them.
You gotta find them.
They are here. There's lots of them, and I can speak for Orlando in a way that it does have a soul. But man, it's tough to find it.
Yeah, it's definitely tough to find it. Yeah. I think that's a very good way to describe
it. And it's now being pounded into the earth by hipsters.
True.
Yeah.
I haven't given it a real shot because I'm only here for a week. Maybe if I could stay a year or something, I could probably learn to love it.
You're not going to find it in a week. That is definitely true.
That's my problem.
Dude, I've been here.
He's also staying in Metro West, which fuck.
Is that cool or is that not cool?
No,
it's pretty not cool.
It's pretty not cool. It's so close to like the succubi that is like the tourism area.
It's very funny because it's in between the succubi that is the tourism, but it's also
scumbaggery
of Pine Hills, you are very, very near the ghetto.
You're very close. You're on the border of the ghetto. The ghetto is actually spreading into Pine Hills.
Yeah.
Or into Metro West.
Or into Metro West. Yes. Yeah, yes. Pine Hills is spreading into
you
Metro West.
You can take a pebble, throw it, and hit a drive-by shooting. That's how close you are.
You are, seriously. Yeah. Like, it's one
I know what you mean, because when I rolled into this neighborhood, it was kind
of
nice looking, right?
And then a lot of bars on the windows.
I turn a corner, and there's people parking on their lawns and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You know, that sounds about right.
And a lot of walkers, man. Like, people that walk around neighborhoods, you're like, yeah, this is that spot.
Walkers.
Yeah.
A lot of walkers, man. Come on. Yeah.
No, that's
Rio Grande, right down near your spot. You guys blink and you're there.
Yeah.
But I got to say, overall, this is one of my best vacations. I'm loving it here. It's great.
Oh, cool. I'm
glad that I have great people to spend it with, truly. Thank you.
We're honored to have you on the show, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always nice to meet someone new and certainly someone from out of town. And, you know, it's I always find it interesting. You can be. very instantly we kind of clicked. It wasn't hard for us to make conversation.
Right.
And I think it's very interesting that people can have such differing lifestyles or differing, you know, different places they come from. But really, if you're cool, you're cool. It doesn't matter where you're from. Right. You can always find some common ground. And that happens.
I'll say that it's tough to convince Owen, though.
Are you saying
tougher than anybody ever anticipates? Because I know when I suggest that, hey, man, you know, I got a guy, be good for the show.
Well,
he's
no.
He's like, I don't know this guy. Who are you inviting?
That's weird.
But you offer up a blowjob to the guy, he's biting at the bed.
Then I ask you back for every show, right?
That's how I got here.
Exactly.
How do you think Barilli Tab came about?
Oh, and I just want to tell you, I wouldn't steer you wrong, man.
I understand that, but I also have to figure out your agenda, because there have been times.
You have an agenda.
Not even that it's an agenda. What's your angle? Like, we even talked about it when you came in. Like, yeah. He's like, what did Tide really tell you about me? What makes me interesting to be on the show?
I'm sorry.
I'm like,
I
kind of don't know, Chris. I'll be honest with you. I kind of don't know.
Right. I was that lettuce man. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you're getting weirdo.
You seem like a cool guy. I'll go with it from there. At the end of the day, you're a friend of Ty's. Like,
right. But ultimately, I think why, and dude, I've suggested guests that have been blatantly shot down. Like, so don't even.
No, I know.
But, and it's because.
I've been in that boat too, though.
And it's because.
Was I shot down when I was suggested?
You've been shot down repeatedly.
Oh, no shit.
No, I don't think so.
We used to call you 10-time Tom because that's how many times I would have to convince to.
Luckily, women have called me that too.
Oh, yeah.
10-second Tom. That's different.
10-second Tom.
We,
five.
that doesn't make any sense. Owen's so protective of the show. So, like, that's
it.
But that's the thing is, like, you're just like, baby. Hey, I got this dude.
Okay, great.
But that's the thing. Is
I'm
like,
sorry,
and,
we're bromancing.
Right,
and,
but
then, I
but
want
Ty,
my bromance to be.
But Ty, you also have to realize
he's so far away.
But you have to realize that you're
yeah,
you.
You got to switch with Ty.
Like that's the thing. Is
you
is you're
in the closet for a
shut
while?
Up.
In the
you're you, and you're
your mic's gonna get cut.
Yeah, it already has been. You're tall, and you're. Not necessarily the most of sound judgment occasionally.
Ooh.
Ooh. You tried to cut me, but I was just touching his beard.
I definitely have to say that I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
That's a token to you,
come
Chris.
On. Sound judgment, my dick.
No, it just annoys me when people come in here. They have no fucking clue what they're getting themselves into. And now I got to spend my entire night not doing my show, but trying to convince you that what I do and the reason that you should be here in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and
I understand I'm introducing a different agenda to some degree.
Like, right.
There's another guy here. We have to talk about this other guy.
No, and that's not a problem.
And we're doing it now.
Wait. Fine. Should I leave, guys?
You should just
close the Cena closet door.
Get the fuck out of here. Just.
Jesus Christ.
The Cena has spoken.
I'm muting his mic now. His mic's muted just because. Jesus just because. Christ. No, I'll mute it.
No, yeah. Like when I asked Ty, I totally didn't expect him to be like, yeah, whatever. I was like, I just figured he'd just be like, no, that's
in all
stupid.
Honesty,
that's stupid.
I mentioned it to him, but I had kind of thought about doing it, and I hadn't actually talked to you yet about it. But when he actually texted me and said something about it, I was like,
you need a special guest.
I'm just
going
to ask. Why not? Because it seemed to make sense.
No,
I mean, it's never. I got to say, Five's never been a crowd in my situation with this group. We always make the bodies work.
Yeah. Exactly. And you
we
know,
absolutely do. And it's been nice because we've had a guest who has got it very quickly.
And been able to contribute. And that's all I ask. And in the future, Ty, I won't give you such a hard time, but if you fuck me, I'll fuck you.
Yeah, this happened.
So,
one hit wonder.
I got cheese for you.
Here's
baby.
Me
don't
fucking
fuck
you
me.
All.
You've had cheese for him for how long now?
I don't want to get into the cheese. We'll get into the cheese in a little bit.
He was
going to
fuck us. So.
The cheese is a sore subject that I don't care to discuss on this show.
All right, well, go ahead and violate
it. Sliding out your butt.
When I get the cheese, I'll talk about the cheese.
You're going to like it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Le fromage.
Got a no cheese zone rink going on right
it's circle
now.
Slash cheese right
no
now
cheese zone. I don't even know what that is. I've never seen such a place.
That's
hell for a person from Wisconsin.
There's a new pop song out, guys.
Oh man.
And I know how we all love our good old pop songs.
I'm ready.
I know you are.
He's got his hand down
you.
The front of his pants. We're ready.
And that's fine. And that's fine.
I'm prepared for this.
I am not
horrible.
Going to defend this song. I am not going to say it's a good song.
You like it.
Part of me does. Part of me has jams does. To it. But as I was, as I have done this, you know, in the privacy of, you know, my own space. Yeah, it's not the sort of thing I'd go blasting down the street, you know, playing.
I want to guess who it is. Who is?
I'll tell you. It's Kelly Clarkson. It's her latest single.
She's got a good butt.
You know, for a thick girl,
yeah,
she's
but she
cute.
Just she pushed out a kid, so now we got that access. Oh, probably
she's Wisconsin style all the way. That's the shit we roll in Wisconsin. Right?
You know what?
She's food court style. For sure.
She's food court style.
Corn fed all the way.
Yeah, that's Orange Julius.
You pick that up in the line to the Taco Bell at the food cart where I'm from, at least.
No, that's a hot dog on a stick.
True. I'm listening to the song
Kelly
though,
Clarkson,
and I realized
American
I've heard...
Idol winner Kelly Clarkson. Uh-huh. Let's say it a couple more times.
I realized though. I've heard this fucking song before. Now, I know it's stereotypical, like the songwriting thing in the pop world. Like,
right, how it's all the same.
It's
song.
All formulaic. It's all like, but like, I'm like, no. Like, you know, when something you hear something like that and it just bothers you and it gets in your fucking skull. Mm-hmm. And
it's not like a sample of another song.
It's totally not a sample.
Interesting.
It's
like chord progression sounds the same.
Chord progression.
I hate that shit.
Sort of phrasing on certain lines, like Jesus Christ. Now, I have both songs, and I'll play.
Is it Lionel Richie?
It is not.
Is it Lionel?
I think you might even guess it.
Is this before Kid Rock and Metallica?
Before I play the second song. That is what I'm thinking of. But
I can name that tune.
Is it Beyonce?
Let's see if you're on my same wavelength, Tom. I feel like you out
I'm
of anyone
win.
Might be. Able
I hate
to
it already.
No, Tom has nothing.
I do
on
too.
Me. Song and turn it off. Play it. Been so long, I forgot how to turn it
up all night long. I don't know. It makes me
even bad. I know this.
It's had a very familiar sound. Where the hell
did you come? Even the drums are similar.
But like, but that's...
You don't know what song.
I do know that. I do know, you know why
you're getting
I know
the
this?
Same thing I was getting, right? You're getting... Like,
I know this because of The Factory. Owen knows why I know this.
Give you a clue.
A
bit of an emo song. All right? A band that might be thrown in that category for sure. Like... That emo punky kind of.
Is it My Chemical Romance?
No, it's not.
Wait.
It's killing me.
Are you hearing it a little bit?
I mean,
too?
I do, but I can't identify
up,
the...
up, like that
Bullet
part.
For
too?
My
yeah,
beard.
Yeah.
Like all that, right? All right. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. So
he plays Wild Wild West by Will Smith.
Wicked.
What? If I was a comic genius right now, I would have had
if
that
you,
cued.
If you
but
were that fucking good,
I am
you're
not that,
that
good.
Good
yet.
We're
I'm not that good
yet.
But thank you, Tom. Here we go. You'll
yes,
you'll
exactly,
totally.
Dude,
totally
I saw that.
This. It's
okay.
This is what
you wow. Want to? No, he's right.
No, he is right.
It just takes
oh,
some time.
This song.
Oh, totally, dude.
Write yourself up, yeah.
God, I hate this band.
Left out. Hey, you know what's wrong with both of these songs? They're super popular.
Okay, Underground rules the world.
I did have to
that's
cover
not
this song
always
in one band.
True.
I had to do it.
I've heard some really terrible Underground shit.
Okay,
yeah, right
okay.
Here.
50% of Underground is terrible. 90% of pop is awful.
We can hear it though now, right?
Oh, yeah,
I
she
hear
totally.
It.
I mean, I do hate it.
Get original. Where the
hell did that's what I'm saying.
It's
wow.
But do you know who I want to have sex with more?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Agreed.
All right, I
the
just,
singer from Jimmy
oh, that's funny.
World,
I said Jimmy
Eat
World. Yeah.
No, I think
he eats world. I mean, Christ.
I want
my world. I mean, my dick.
Ah. I do want to start bringing these to light, though, for the show. I think all of us, like, if we any of us find them, let's call them out.
Call out biting? Because,
yeah, call out the biting, the rip-offs.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have a rip-off segment. All right. So, I don't know. I think it might be fun. That's, if you guys have that's one, a
blatant,
let me know.
That's a blatant biting.
Does it have to be new music? Because I can...
It totally doesn't. It can be...
Bring the
olds. Yeah, it can bring on, like, an old and a new. We can do whatever here.
Okay, but, like, if you're going to... It depends on where you're going with it. Like, that's obviously she took... Not only
that was
the,
chord progression,
right? That's
meets,
that's a drum beat. That's the vocal.
It's just
stylings.
A little too familiar. Yeah, right. that's where it borders.
That's like not to be confused with somebody who's taking a part of another song and using it as a sample and doing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, there's
I mean,
way to
Jimmy
Eat
World
tribute.
Does that in that one song, Crimson and Clover, over and over. Yeah, like right. songs yeah. do that.
Yeah,
but that's a straight up, like he's saying, chord progression and like just even the lyrical sense that's used.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a complete rip-off that I don't want. I don't know. Anything like that, listeners, you're welcome to join
and that's just
that
like,
whole thing, too. By the way, we just do need to do
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you do want to give a ringy ding ding to the Ono Radio Show, you can do so at 3, 2, 1. Hang on. I don't like the effect. Three.
My ears are bleeding.
Yeah. Ty just ruined it.
Well, he normally does.
Whatever.
All right.
Wild.
You can give us a call at 3, 2, 1. 3, 3, 2, 0, 1, 8, 6. That's 3, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, 0, 1, 8, 6. Or you can Skype us at Ono Radio Show. If you guys have any of the, you know.
Hail-Saint.
I don't know. Anything Hail-Saint. Like that. Please, yeah.
call.
Let me know.
Tell us what you're doing.
Right.
What are you doing? Are you touching yourself?
Probably.
I know whatever. I know.
I would be if I were sitting at home.
Right.
I feel like we can make that number a lot easier to remember.
That's 3, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, 0, 1, 8, 6.
So now there's a jingle. Great.
I don't know. You've obviously never listened to this show.
By many.
I tell you what, the people that have listened to this show before are waiting very, very anxiously on
Oh my God, there's products.
On the
people are running to their living rooms to listen, right?
They are.
I love when I am watching something else and I hear this song or another song that we I'm like, wait a minute, are you stealing? Oh, never mind. Everybody can use
science. It's time for products, guys. You know,
cufflinks.
The time of the show.
Products.
We discuss innovation, technology.
That needs a Grammy. I'm sorry.
Right? We do this brilliant intro for usually a cock sock of some type.
Yeah. Well, I got a few this week. I don't know. A
few different styles of cock socks.
Couple cock socks,
The first one is, I think, either the coolest or the most uncool phone case I think I've ever come across.
Oh boy. Okay. Is it a lighter and a bottle opener?
Well, it sort of turns your phone into a weapon almost.
Oh, it's got a nice
but a weapon that's not
knuckles?
Go on.
It's not really going to hurt anyone. So it's not I guess it's more of a trick. They're calling it
Is it the taser? The phaser?
Is it a gas?
The phone taser?
It's basically a nunchuck style iPhone case.
That's now that's so, the dumbest fucking thing.
I think biological would have been much better.
Take a look at this thing.
No.
Oh, hello.
No.
What?
It turns an iPhone into a flip phone.
Oh, I flip you like
what
this.
The
oh,
fuck?
He's got
this
his kung
like
fu.
It's a butterfly iPhone case.
It's a butterfly iPhone.
Butterfly knife iPhone
Dude,
case, yes.
That's fucking hot.
These guys are flipping this shit all around.
$20 on the deck show, Ty has it.
What?
$20 on the deck, I bet.
It'll only take a couple days to get here.
Who's going to actually do that, seriously?
Dude. And on a side note, somebody
that's
please
Ty
keep
right
giving
now.
Ty gigs so that he can keep buying
yes.
this shit.
Please.
He's really fucking nunchucking his phone around right
That's
now.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm so glad there's an Asian guy doing it.
I know, me too.
But how tired would you get of that guy hanging out with him now? Like, all right, dude, enough.
Stop.
Enough.
Stop.
We
all right,
it.
We got it.
We
you
got
spent
it.
$30 on like, the case. We got
fucker.
It.
But how much enjoyment would you get when he drops it and it breaks?
I feel like that phone is going to be more than 30, or that case is going to be more than 30.
Oh, that's easily a fucking couple $100
yeah,
case
get,
or something.
You get two for $29.
Yeah, if you order now, they send you the other thing.
Yeah. If it had a blade on it,
they
it
send you
awesome.
A CD with this song on it.
Yep.
Whatever this terrible song is.
So I find it interesting. American culture like thinks Asian culture is totally weird, right? Do they think the same thing about American culture?
Oh, I'm sure.
We're the laughingstock of the fucking world.
Yeah. Look at this silly fat American.
Right.
Like, I like how you pointed at me.
We all have, our celebrities do commercials over there for millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Or
Bill
whoever.
Murray.
Yeah.
Well, that happened too.
Yeah. Oh, ring-a-ding-ding. Ding.
No, but this is the so that's the nunchaku.
Nunchaku.
The nunchaku iPhone case.
Oh my god. It is,
oh man.
Oh, look at
everybody at work.
Like we're all doing it. Oh,
this
oh.
is real. Oh Christ.
You're all dumbass.
Made in Japan.
Of no right. shit.
I'm just
no
saying.
Shit.
You know it's super high quality, up, but it still sucks.
If we make it light up and pulsate in the right way, we can sell that to the EDM crowd.
That's
and
what
they're
I'm saying.
Freak out
oh,
and
you
they're
got
gonna
it.
Love it.
You got it, sir.
I just want you to know that.
And it plays some Dead Mouse every time it does it too.
It goes like every time you're flopping it. It's yeah, it's
it would
yeah.
make it better.
And you could take a video of that.
And it's actually gonna be better quality than the shit you're gonna hear at the EDC.
Probably. I mean, it is true Japanese, so
right.
You know. This next one, I thought of you, Duncan. Oh. Only because like
okay.
there's a
go
lot of
on.
Well, you know,
is
there's a lot of different
doll?
Products out there for concealing possibly the smell of the marijuana.
Ah, I see.
All right,
I see. All right.
Now, this is not this is something
the fragrance.
This is not something that I think
I'm pretty open about my fragrance,
right? That you really care about, but this is wear and it's not proud. And this is not directly marketed
no, but
towards said clientele. All I'm saying is I think it really would benefit, you know. Somebody maybe even in a hotel room.
Is it a super cool spoof?
It is. It is not. This is.
Because I could make that shit with some toilet paper and goddamn dryer sheets.
I know the spoof in it, and it works pretty good.
Filtration product
designed to improve the
indoor
filter.
Air quality within apartment units.
Air quality.
Among the most common complaints of apartment dwellers is the issue of poor indoor air quality.
Or it smells like ass.
Every mechanical ventilation system can draw unwanted air from various building openings into and through your living quarters. Corridor air supply fans that pressurize corridors draw contaminated and sometimes untreated air into the building through external vents.
Poopy air.
This untreated
I like how the arrows are brown.
Enters the living unit via hallway vents on each floor.
You get poopy.
This is
honey, don't let the doo-doo air in.
So what it's saying is if you have like a bad hallway set
you're breathing shit.
You're breathing crappy air that can get into your apartment. Or if you got a neighbor, perhaps, that cooks curry all the time and you don't want to smell that shit.
Or they're pickling a body in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Right.
That shit gets like
curry now.
From the hallway into
and
your
body.
Into your door.
So good.
And this product takes care of that.
Can enter the building envelope in a number of different ways.
Yeah, we get it. Open doors. All right.
We get
right.
it. It stinks.
It stinks outside.
Right.
We get
oh,
it.
Yeah,
people
now,
fucking
fart
in
the elevator.
Public.
Airborne
particulates the fart cloud rises
the
to the top.
And eventually into living
man,
quarters.
They are selling this from all directions.
It's like a
they
POV
really
of a fart. It's like, and the fart comes through the air conditioning thing.
They're like snake farts.
Snake farts.
The two-stage filtration system.
Two stages.
Door filter can help reduce a variety of harmful
at this point, all you needed to do was stick a towel into the fucking door.
Entering
right?
your unit.
Well, this is the small piece of technology that makes that obsolete, sir.
Oh.
And internal filter
science.
Promoting clean airflow into
innovation.
The apartment unit.
Products. Quality.
Low-profile vent blades deliver zero buffeting air distribution.
Zero buffeting.
Door filter is installed easily.
I like buffets, though.
Now, see, for a test, they should have had the Wu-Tang Clan on one side of the door and then somebody smelling on the other side.
Right.
The remainder of the door jamb
is
weather-stripped to ensure that all air is directed.
Weather-stripped. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
See, now that's no longer shit air that's coming in.
I don't want your stank shit air.
That's good, nice, clean air.
Reducing
I'm
going to
keep all my weed air in here.
So it's trapping the weed air inside? It seems like it's only helping
what
what's coming in.
But it's filtering anything that's going out, man. Like,
is it?
It does. There's no arrows indicating that that's what's happening.
What, that green arrow's coming in.
Up. Let's get into engineering now, okay?
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's only a positive flow into the room, right? Okay,
right.
Where's the escape?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's coming from somebody who built
know.
A fucking
Owen
awesome
doesn't know. He's
thrower.
Shaking his
this
head.
Guy
he's throwing his hands up.
You're absolutely right. I'm not saying that this product was the best product. All I'm saying, I'm just thinking about you guys. You know, like
I know.
Maybe all right. Maybe I had it wrong. Maybe
we have a specialist here tonight. This guy built a badass flamethrower, and he's going to fucking break down some shitty product.
You know what? You should put the flamethrower video.
I think you need to reinvent the door filter. Make a door filter 2.0
that shoots flames.
That not only
18-foot flames into the hallway.
It incinerates the shitty air.
Intruders beware.
Incinerates the shitty
instead
air.
Instead of door beads, it's door flames. It's a flame curtain.
It reminds me of those that South American idea. Car security system.
I know
thing?
What that is. Yeah,
yeah. They
fucking
it was legal to install these on the underside of cars for a while because of the huge crime problem.
Get away from my car!
And, as soon as you pull the handle or something, if you didn't have the key, you'd just
you're
get incinerated.
Dead.
I think if I had that just for fun, I'd park it in like high crime areas instead of a cafe.
You'd park it where Chris is staying.
Leave the keys are in it. See, like a fucking
Just leave the door open.
It's like leaving some cookies for Santa Claus. But you're gonna burn Santa Claus badly.
that's taking the cops setting
the dummy cars
for the car
the next level
to the next level.
You're not taking them to jail. You're just burning the shit out.
Teaching
of them.
Right. Them a
I
life
think it would be
lesson.
Better if you'd like if
a
you
street
if you closed if you sealed it and then like slowly filled it with like a. Foam
Ooh,
or what, a poisonous
what,
gas.
Oh, that would be crazy though.
Sinister.
But what if you did the same like Inferno technique, Chris Hansen style?
please have a seat over there.
Yeah, please. Oh, please have a seat in the back.
And then put it on the.
He's got his Mike's Hard Lemonade in there, and he's trying to get. You
he's
know,
shirtless.
His Mike's Hard Lemonade, his bag of McDonald's, and the box of condoms. Like that are all just kind of like he's like are we ready? Are we gonna go? We're gonna have some fun.
And incineration.
I miss those shows.
Let's do this.
I miss to catch a pederast.
You guys are familiar with the show Cops, right?
Oh yeah.
We call that Know Thy Enemy around here. But go on.
So recently, I saw it's from the 90s. It's got to be from the 90s. I recently saw this show where they set this guy up in like a clown costume, right? And he'd go around. And he'd
oh, I love that one.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
I love
Bozo
that
the clown
one.
Trying to pick up prostitutes.
Yes.
Like that's so funny,
and he does too. Like and he's loving every
they're into
minute
it.
Of
they're
it.
They're into clowns for some reason.
Hey, baby, leave them big shoes on.
There's no way he's a cop. There's no way he's a cop.
Yeah, there's no way he's a cop. He's dressed as a clown.
Are you a cop? No, I'm not a cop.
Honk honk.
This fucker. Next thing you know, cops roll up in every direction.
What should I call you? Just call me Mick.
Guys, moving on with the last product of today's products.
All right.
A little mediocre on this round, I think.
Yeah, fucking...
This is not something that's going to make things any better.
It's not the winner? I want
going
the winner.
Out in style.
No.
I showed you the nunchuck case. That's honestly the only product that we, you know...
kind of endorse.
Sorry.
This week comes something so gay that... that even gays hate this product.
Okay.
Even gays call this gay. Gays call this a faggoty product. That's what I've heard.
All right.
That's okay. My favorite word.
Is that an actual quote in the video?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yeah. It's like a Newsweek or
gays
something.
Gays call this.
Yeah. Newsweek. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
Even gays call it.
This is called the Frebble.
Oh boy.
The tagline. I just want you to see before this video even really gets going. I want you to see. That it's called Frebble, and that it says, hands held online. Okay?
Oh, no.
All right? So I'll let you... I'll let
what
it explain itself.
What does that mean?
Sometimes holding hands together can be the best feeling in the world.
Ooh.
A reassuring squeeze of the hand says, I love you. It says you are not alone.
It also says,
it
come
says,
with me, little boy.
I am here for you, and it's all okay, without saying anything at all. But in this hectic world we live in, sometimes life takes over and puts distance between us.
I don't
and
know
our loved
that
ones.
It's not really
as
loving.
Much as we want to be there. There are times when we just can't be around to reach
I'm
out and reassure.
Yeah, mom's got a business trip. Little kids at the door, just like, bye, mom. I'm not going to get to hold hands with you.
I don't know that being. Look, my hand is.
It's nice and friendly.
My hands are. My head's already in the fucking gutter with this. So.
Yeah.
Because people will completely abuse this technology.
Wouldn't it be great if we could do this all the time, Duncan?
I don't know about that time.
Oh, God.
God.
That's the unit.
Feels good.
What does this do?
Going to be real bad.
We're just holding hands.
Oh, it's putting the lotion in the skin.
Because this ain't going to be
otherwise
used
it gets
to
the
just,
hose again. Yeah. Oh, God.
How many dicks is that going to get wrapped around?
So, yeah, what is it? It kind of looks like the shape of a teardrop almost. Like
yeah.
A,
like, just like the ones coming out of me right
now.
You want to hold
some? Just listen. Yeah, yeah, listen.
You one huge step closer to your loved ones, wherever you may be. All you need is a Frebble and the internet.
Oh, no.
Frebs. Frebble in your hand and squeeze. And
over the top.
Miles, the
that's all I can think. Over the top.
Will give a corresponding what? Squeeze right
bam.
In.
What the
almost
fuck
like you're right there with
so
them.
Every pedophile is going to give their kid a Frebble and go home and put it on their dick.
Yeah, for those of you who can't see it and what we're describing,
which obviously none
like
of you who can.
It's a computer peripheral that looks a bit like a plastic raindrop with kind of maybe a cushiony
grippable
front piece of
hardware.
Yeah, hooks around the top of your hand as
or
if you
penis.
Were kind of like holding, not really a natural holding hand position really to
me. I feel like she's ready
no,
to like over the top arm
that's
wrestle.
A yeah.
That's why I said over the top.
I get you now. It's got more of that
like
sort
torque
of grip.
In it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess the idea is like when you're Skyping,
like you're grabbing
and
a
you're
dick.
Talking to mom over Skype.
Oh, it's nice to hold.
You hold this thing, and she has one too, and she holds this thing,
and you can squeeze it,
and
it's
you
in
squeeze
real time.
And get the real time squeeze from the.
Except if you're in Wisconsin and you have shitty internet, lags a couple
why
seconds.
Why are you taking chops at me, man?
Uncle Larry keeps asking me to squeeze harder.
That's fucking
Best
weird.
I was. FaceTime I really love app. You. Squeeze harder.
I was trying to sell
LED
it.
Panels glow to show connection.
Weird. They glow.
When ooh. The ergonomically designed Frebble is squeezed, the corresponding Frebble held in the loved one's hand will gently apply pressure to the back of the hand through a small lever.
Oh, that's not enough pressure.
Would feel if they were holding hands right
if you got a big dick, that might work.
Frebble is the brainchild of Netherlands-based Frederick Petrovich.
Or you could flip
obviously.
That thing around.
Right.
And
Netherlands.
Pussy.
Engineers at his
yeah,
company,
that shit around. That's a flicking the bean. That's perfect.
Flicking the bean. That's right.
The vajagel.
I do think this technology, you're right. This could go. This is this first incarnation of this technology is shit.
It'll go that
but,
way.
But once they
that'll
figure
the
out
only
and
good
yeah,
application
yeah, develop
for
the
it.
Sexual application for this, cam girls are going to be jerking all of us off.
If that thing,
that is basically
that's
what
I'm saying.
What
if that thing
happening.
Had a good purpose, within right. a week, it will find a way to be just
yeah,
demoralized
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
used
yeah.
in all the wrong ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they'll
so,
be pink. It's like the internet. It's beautiful and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what was invented to help your kid, you know, with a little bit of an embrace while you're away?
We'll be jerking off a greasy pedophile somewhere.
In yeah.
Yeah. That's what'll happen.
I mean, I'm already on the list.
There you go. You did go out with a bang there.
Yeah. See, I mean.
Are you on that
would
app?
Would I ever let you down?
That was a
they
great
see me on the app.
That was
they
a great
might not
climax.
See what they want to see on the app.
Wow,
but.
Duncan had 1,700 squeezes today on the squeeze board.
I combined the Frebble with the cock ring that fucking
that gauges your score that we
score.
Rated.
My
cock
yeah, score,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
You're like the wizard of that shit.
The
you know?
Wizard of the fucking weird, creepy, pervert sex products. How could I put my dick in this?
Trust me, if we figured out a way to bang a power glove back in the 80s, we'd have done that too.
My question
you
is
didn't
like,
figure out a way to bang the power
I
glove?
I didn't,
that
unfortunately.
Fucking neoprene, the
I
way
think
that,
I used
that
the
fucking
once.
Lycra, the way it's felt?
Dude,
oh,
can you imagine
so
jerking
good,
it with a power glove?
That did sounds it. Uncomfortable,
I
man.
I can imagine it. Yeah.
Dude, it's like I felt like yeah. spandex on the underside. Is So yeah, you just grip your dick with that. No, it was great.
It's been a long time. Note to self.
Note to self.
I had a power glove.
Go to Gamers Inc., purchase power glove to jerk off with.
I just don't get, like, why are these kids such pussies? Like,
what happened to jerking off with tree bark? What the fuck?
We used to use fucking 1980s magazines.
Why do you need to hold your mom's hand 24 fucking hours a day?
Oh, we're back to this. I was like, yeah. Why do you
no, he's,
mom's
he's
mom's
right,
mom.
Though.
Sorry,
I got what
right.
he was saying, and
I
he's absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah, it's total attachment syndrome.
Guess
off.
What?
Duh.
Mom's away making sure that your fucking pussy ass can eat.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, for real. I'm on a business trip.
Or she's
it.
Sucking yeah. some dude off. At
why don't you squeeze a fucking pencil and get
you're
good
gonna
grades?
Get
the quickie mart,
right?
So this reminds me of a video I saw about this British mom that had these kids that were like 8 and 10 years old. They were still sucking on the teeth.
Yeah, baby. Exactly. That was an exclusive. We watched that a couple of weeks ago.
Your children are pathetic, okay?
And I'm happy. That's
yep.
Proof that you were pretty much meant to be here tonight.
Right.
Thank you.
Something that has come across our radar and been very heavily talked about.
Right. Yep.
Will you hire me?
You're hired, Dad.
Yeah.
What's the pay like?
I hope you work for me.
Do you work for free?
Do you work for stickers?
You are giving me beer. That's pretty important.
Yeah,
so.
Beer and stickers. That's pretty much what
right.
I pay my.
You could be a traveling correspondent.
However, we're out of stickers right now. So.
Yeah. No, I do have some still.
Oh, okay,
somewhere.
That's good. I was going to say, I know we haven't sold many. By many, I mean any.
At all.
No, we sold a couple.
Phones are ringing off the hooks, people.
Oh,
hurry,
God,
call
yep.
now.
God.
Everybody's calling in at once. Too many that, in fact, that I think it's
crashed.
I think it's crashed. It's oof, yeah. And hey. We've done a good fucking solid almost 100 minutes here.
Holy boobies.
We've hit our. We always, you know. Gotta do
we
at
got
least
20
nine.
More minutes.
We gotta, oh, do we?
We do.
I don't know that we do.
We got it.
You,
I don't know.
You guys.
Give
might.
Us one more product. One we, more product.
He doesn't have one more product.
I don't
product.
Just shit out products, man. that's a.
No, he just finds shitty ones.
Proof positive that you are not supposed to be here tonight. You get the fuck
change,
out.
Change oh. my whole tune. Change my whole fucking yeah. tune.
You know what? Just
once
that,
you've soured him,
show.
You can't
no,
get
no,
him
no,
back.
Fuck it. No, we're done.
No, we are. No, we are. We're done. Apart from one little thing, and that's we all need to wish Duncan a serious happy birthday. Oh, he's depressed as fuck because he's turning 32.
32, man.
And
it's all down.
Like,
it's all
like
downhill.
Three quarters
man.
Of my life gone.
Yeah. I know.
Senior citizen.
From your elder, Owen or Duncan. It's a tough ride.
My elder of like 6 months.
I'm still your elder.
So. I mean, facts are facts.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. No, it's true.
Months
it's
are true. Months.
Months are months.
You guys can all lick my butt.
That's a thing.
Yeah, why don't you shut the fuck up? You're going to be 30.
Yeah.
All right, you're
Duncan,
there.
Duncan.
This is an old 30. The diabetes gives me like 10 years.
That's true. That's true. I guess you're probably like 48.
He might
be 48. Yeah. He's older in Wilford Brimley years than
that's
I
right.
am in road years.
Beatus.
Well, I must be the youngest fucker here then.
How old are you?
29 in November.
No, I got you beat. I'm still
oh,
I'm still
the
younger
Macklemore
than you are.
Is the younger Macklemore's
one.
Hitler Jr.
It's funny how like when you go and shop at those thrifts, you pop those tags.
How about I do?
Tags.
Oh, I'm gonna do a cover song of that song as Hitler.
Macklemore as Hitler.
Oh no,
Hitlermore.
I'm gonna pop some Jews.
On that
night, Owen, I want you working on it through the night.
Dude, I can hear endless possibilities. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I got 6 million in that oven.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to tattoo a number. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, Christ.
Make a human lampshade. This is fucking gruesome.
So, Hitler Jr., I know.
I'm sorry. So not Hitler Jr.
After that song, you are.
It looks like he can't grow any facial hair.
Oh, that's
actually kind of not true. Once
I mean,
it
well,
goes,
he can grow a mustache.
I can't grow that.
He can't do this.
He gets like a Cinderella pedophile mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It like goes until midnight.
I can't grow what you got. That's very certain. I can't
do
that.
He gets that Joe Dirt kind of.
I get patch face. Yeah. So
it does grow in naturally for a Britishman, an Englishman. It grows in so naturally white trash that it is it's so
delicious.
American.
He'll look so dastardly now if he grows a mustache. I'm going to call you like Neville Sinclair or something. If you have a fucking mustache.
I might have to do it.
Hello, I'm Neville Sinclair. You might actually have, and you might have to make it so that you can like curl it just a little bit.
Like Dick Dastardly.
Yes.
Here we go.
No. Like Dick Dastardly.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's got to come out to here.
Duncan, seeing that you are my only beard brother here, I want you to know that I do have a Facebook page. It's called Beards of Love.
Oh.
That's a nice plug.
That's your plug for the night.
That's my free plug tonight. Beards of Love.
That's a baller site. I'm going to go. I'm liking it now.
And what was it? Chris and...
ChrisandPhil.com.
ChrisandPhil.com.
Not a real website.
Part of Ono Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure being with you this week. We do need to wrap things up, but as always, please like us on the Facebook, facebook.com/ONORadioshow. Do the whole Twitter thing, @TheRealONRS.
You can find us on Friendster.
Whatever that is, Live Journal, we're on there.
Adult Friend Finder as Ono, the real Ono Radio Show.
We should start a Tinder. We should start an Ono Radio Show Tinder.
Agreed.
We're starting a Tinder. That's it. Game over.
Ono
Radio Show Tinder.
The O face, we'll call it.
It's not going on my phone. I'm married.
All you, Ty.
I'm on that shit.
Ty.
Chris, seriously, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Great guest.
No. Great guest. Good to have you. Good to meet new friends. And ultimately, all of you out there, you know what to do. You can
eat a bag of dicks.
Chew and swallow some dicks.